Sechel Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Yisrael Shenasa Giyaris, Bito Kshera Lekahuna. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that Yisrael that marries a Giyaris, his daughter will be Kshera to Kahuna, she can marry a Kohen. The Ger Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Bito Kshera Lekahuna. And a Ger that marries a Bas Yisrael, his daughter will be Kshera Lekahuna. Avo Ger Shenasa Giyaris, Bito Psula Lekahuna. But a ger that marries a geyoris, the daughter will be psula lekahuna. Echad ger ve'echad avadim mishachrarim afilu ad asara doros achetehi imo meyisrael. Whether the parent was a ger or an eved mishachrar, an eved knani that was freed and becomes a ben yisrael, even 10 generations down the line, all the descendants, the daughters will be psula lekahuna, unless one of the descendants marries a Bas Yisrael. In that case, his daughter will be Kshera Lekahuna. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Af Ger Shenasa Giyores, Bito Kshera Lekahuna. Rabbi Yossi says, even a Ger that marries a Giyores, the daughter will be Kshera Lekahuna, even though a Kohen cannot marry a Giyores, but according to Rabbi Yossi, he can marry the daughter of a Ger that marries a Giyores. So altogether, there are three Deos. Rabbi Yehuda of the previous Mishnah says that if the father is a ger, then the daughter is psula lekahuna. But if the mother is a geyoris, the daughter is kshera lekahuna. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that if both parents is a ger and geyoris, then the daughter is kshera lekahuna. But if one of the parents, even the mother, is a bas yisrael, then the daughter is kshera lekahuna. And Rabbi Yossi says, even if both parents are a ger and a geyoris, the daughter is kshera lekahuna. Maseches Kedushin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Ha'omer bni zeh mamzer, einu neman. Somebody who said about a kid that we thought until now was his own child, that the kid is a mamzer, that the kid is not his own, his wife was mizana, and she had this kid from somebody else, he is not believer. Since, until he said anything, we assumed the child was his own kid, so he is a karov, and a karov cannot be made. Ba'afilu shneim oimrim ala uber shebimei'eha mamzer hu, even if both the husband and wife say that the child in the mother's stomach is a mamzer, that she had this child from somebody else other than her husband, they are not believed, even though the child does not have a cheskus kasher since he was not born yet. Even so, they are not believed, as without their words, we would assume that it's his kid, and they are krovim and can't be made. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Nemanim. Rabbi Yehuda says that they are believed, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torah gave the father nemanis to be made about his kid, that he is a mamzer, as the pasuk says in Kisete, ki asa b'chor ben asnua yakir. The Torah says that the father should recognize who is the b'chor. The Torah gave nemanis to the father to be made which kid is the b'chor, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like the Torah gave nemanis to the father to be made which kid is the b'chor, so too the Torah gave nemanis to the father to be mad that one of his kids is a mamzer. But even according to Rabbi Huda, only the father has nemanis, not the mother.